For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Well, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no-rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep-cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, and wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep-cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Spencer Grayson has decided to stay in town a while longer. His interest in staying on being summed up in one word, Fay. That Fay likes Spencer Grayson has been apparent for some days now. What do you think of that successful, self-assured, amiable young man? Is he the person we want for our Fay? Fay and Paulette took Spencer ice skating this afternoon. Got back a little while ago. Spencer's going to join them again for supper. Well, it's about 5:30 in the early evening now, and we find Ma in the kitchen. Faye comes down from upstairs and...
Well, all right, Ma. Here I am down again. What should I do?
Hello, dear. Maybe take the salad out the ice box?
Why, Faye? Wearing that?
I thought I'd give my public a treat. For us and hers, too. An evening at home with those Henderson girls.
She looks like a little girl in that robe. More like Paulette's sister than her mother. Where is Paulette? Is Joseph?
Joe's shaving. She's helping him.
Mm-hmm.
But, Ma, this robe doesn't look too little girl, does it? I mean, it doesn't look effective.
Oh, land, no. It looks just right. Like you just stepped out of your bath after an afternoon out of doors. Which being the case, it looks just right.
Good old Ma Perkins. Girl's greatest morale booster.
Oh.
Well, what time is it? Oh, no, Spencer probably won't be here till after 6. He's going to take a hot bath, too. Did you say salad, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
You should have seen Spencer's shaving. When he started, he was pretty wobbly, but he got it back after a while. He's very good.
Did Paulette really fall down so hard she cracked the ice, like she said?
Oh, Ma, no. She took her tumbles, but none of them were bad. Spencer said he hadn't been ice skating in 10 years, but you should have seen him, Ma. By the end, he was trying some fancy work. He was tired, and he'd wobble a little, but you could see he must have been terribly good when he was a boy.
Seems like Mr. Jason's the kind who does everything well.
Mm-hmm. Ma, isn't that terrible? How can anybody live up to such a person? That's exactly the truth. Spencer's the best driver. He's the most wonderful dancer. He has the nicest manners. He says he can't ice skate, and then it turns out he must have been born on skates. Isn't that the sort of person who ought to be shot?
Put the salad on the plate, dear. Oh, somehow I don't believe any of us will be shooting the young man.
No. No, we won't shoot him. Oh, just a minute. Is that the front door?
Yes. Yes, it's just the front door.
Well, I'll go. You sit down for a minute, Ma. I'll finish in there.
Want to buy a pair of wobbly ankles?
Spencer, you're nice and early. Come on in.
And look at her. How many people are you, Faye? 20 minutes ago, you were the outdoor girl and the perfect young American mother. Now look at glamorous you.
Thank you. Evie and Willie gave Paulette and me these mother-daughter robes for Christmas. Wait till Paulette comes down. We match. Here, I'll take your coat,
Spencer. Oh, thanks.
Hey, how about yourself?
Hmm?
A while ago, you were in turtleneck and stocking cap, and now you're the man of distinction.
Oh, we're a lovely couple. Very adjustable.
Of course we are. Would you mind coming to the kitchen, Spencer? Ma and I are getting supper.
I won't mind a bit. Something smells so wonderful that if I was ravenous walking over here, what's the word for me now? Oh, and guess who I met as I was leaving the hotel? Good evening, Mrs. Perkins.
Good evening, Mr. Jason. Man, the day outside done your boat so much good. That's Kelly.
20 minutes in the wind and my face turns tomato red. Okay, is there anything I can do?
No, indeed.
Just sit down and keep us company. You were just starting to say that you met someone as you left the hotel.
Hmm? Met someone? Oh, yeah. Faye, you remember that chap we met a couple of nights ago, Tom Wells?
Well, of course I do. That pilot in your squadron, the one you said was such a big hero. You remember, Ma, I told you, this fellow's working at Al's Diner, and Spencer says he was a hero. Very famous aviator.
Oh, yes, I do remember. I believe you met him New Year's or right around there.
Oh, that's right. Well, how was he this time, Spencer? I mean, was he still so hostile, so antagonistic?
Antagonistic?
Oh, I'm afraid he was even more so. I just can't make it out. Faye, tell me honestly, when we walked in there that night, did we act high-handed in any way? Did we boss him around, act as if we were the customers and he had the service?
Oh, Spencer, no. No. You were simply wonderful. And I know that after you told me about him, I was awfully impressed. I tried to be very polite. But you were extremely pleasant, Spencer. You kept trying to make such a big thing of it, bumping into your old pal like that. And he was the one who just literally turned his back on you. He did, Ma. Tom Wells, I mean. Spencer was so excited, and Tom Wells is just awful.
And he was like that again, just now?
I have the feeling that in some way we offended him. Yes, he was like that again, Mrs. Perkins. Here he was, walking down the street with a pile of books and magazines under his arm, his head down. I said, excuse me, and he looked up. And he said so sarcastically, oh, Captain Grayson. And I said to him, for heaven's sake, Tom, what's biting you? We weren't ever pals, but we did go through 2 years together in the 315th Bombardment Wing. And he said with that sort of sneer he gets into his voice, maybe that's what's biting me. And we stood there for another second looking at each other. And then he said, keep him flying, Captain Grayson. And he started on again.
It seems to me, Spencer, it's either of two things. He's either mad at you in particular, or he's mad at the world in general. And my guess is that he's mad at the world in general.
Was it you who told me, say, that this boy had been wounded? Captured?
Yes, he was. Isn't that right, Spencer?
He was wounded and captured both. That's what makes me feel so guilty. He had a very rough time of it. Rougher than I did. He used to fly those rugged, nerve-wracking missions. He was a hero. I think that a lot of so-called heroes are phonies and fakes, but Tom Wells was a real one. And he was shot down, he was wounded, he was captured. And I'd like to show him that I admire him and respect him and want to help him. But what can I do when he won't bend an inch?
I think you ought to forget it. You've made every effort, Spencer, and the only result is that he's making you unhappy.
And you say that he's working here in Nashville Center as a waiter in that all-night diner?
In Al's Diner, Ma. He's a short-order cook. I guess they call it a counterman. He certainly doesn't look healthy. And he certainly doesn't act happy.
Maybe he's lonesome. Maybe them war experiences of his had a very deep effect on him.
I think I know what you're driving at, Mrs. Perkins. That we should make every effort to help Tom. Or at least find out what's making him so antisocial.
Yes.
You're right. I'll go see him again. In fact, maybe we could stop by tonight, Faye. No, he did say something about working the day shift this week. I'll stop by tomorrow.
That's very nice of you, Spencer. I think that's very nice of you.
It is nice, Mr. Gleason. We mustn't have it on our consciences that there's somebody who maybe we could help, and then we didn't help him.
Oh, I guess maybe I go upstairs for a minute now. I'll tell Joseph and Paulette to come down. You can put the water in the tumbler, stay, and put on the milk.
Oh, all right, Ma.
I believe Mr. Grayson takes milk with his supper, too.
Yes, Paulette and I both. Oh, there's nothing that escapes your mother's notice, is there? People's feelings, what they drink at supper. Ma Perkins just lives for other people.
And is there anything you don't notice? Tell me, is there any limit to how wonderful you are?
What? I want you to keep right on thinking so, but what have I done now?
I was just telling Ma before you rang the bell. You can ice skate, you can drive a car, you're wonderful in your business, you're a marvelous dancer. You are a paragon of all the virtues. And now you and my mother see eye to eye on this business of Tom Wells. You're both so generous. You're so much more generous than I am. And of course you're right about helping your friend if you can. That's wonderful, Spencer.
About helping Captain Wells, I'm not so sure. If I go see him tomorrow, he might take my head off. Maybe you'd like to come along too, Fay.
I think it might be better just the two of you, on a man-to-man basis. He might be embarrassed.
And who's the generous and understanding one now? May I say something on a man-to-woman basis? Oh, is that your door?
I guess it's Willie and Evie. What were you starting to say, Spencer?
I'll tell you later, Faye. But you're pretty wonderful yourself, you know.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new deep cleaning Oxydol. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxydol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so, once more, we see how much Faye likes Spencer. Yes, and Ma likes him, too. But what's this business about Spencer's old brother-in-arms, Tom Wells? Well, further news tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxydol. With just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.